The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
That is just irresponsible. Absolutely irresponsible. And I'll name names. What am I talking about? Most of you know, we have a big TV monitor here in the studio, and we normally have Fox News up, okay? And, you know, in recent years, I have not been a huge fan of Fox News. If I turn over to CNN, I know that about 90% of the time, it's going to be Trump is evil, Trump is bad, Trump is a racist, Trump is a white supremacist, Trump, Russia, Trump, white supremacist. That's all I'm going to get on CNN. I'm not going to get the news of the day. I'm not going to learn anything about the economy. I'm not going to learn anything about the weather. I'm not going to learn about anything else except how evil Trump is. So I don't watch CNN. But I also know that if I turn on Fox about 80% of the time, I'm going to hear that Donald Trump walks on water, raises the dead, heals the lepers. You know what I mean. I'm looking for balanced news, not all the time right, not all the time left, not all the time Republican, not all the time Democrat, not all the time right, not all the time left. I just want the news. Well, I don't know what they're talking about, but right now Fox has The Five on, which is it's an entertaining program. It's four conservatives. The makeup of the panel changes occasionally. And there's always one liberal or supposed liberal, token liberal, and that's The Five, and it's on at 5 o'clock. Well, they just flashed a huge headline across the TV a few minutes ago. It's gone now. But they had some expert, some doctor, and in huge letters, Epstein, possible homicide. That's inexcusable. We don't know that yet. Maybe it was. Maybe Epstein was killed. Maybe the Clintons were behind it. I don't know. But we don't know anything yet. The partial autopsy reports were released today. There were several bones broken in his neck. And I've read experts on both sides. Oh, that's completely consistent with hanging, suicide. No, that's only consistent with strangulation and homicide. Bottom line, we don't know. We don't. We just don't know, and it's extremely irresponsible of Fox to say, in big headline, possible homicide. They don't know that. And again, I have seen experts, doctors, coroners interviewed today, and some have said, we just don't know. The bones that was broken, the big one around the Adam's apple in a man, that could be indication of hanging and suicide. It could be strangulation. We just don't know. It's found in homicide and in suicide. And then I heard other doctors, experts say, oh, no. It could only be a suicide, blah, blah, blah. They don't know. That's just irresponsible. Now, I have no trust, confidence in CNN at all. None. Zero. Zip. I have no confidence in CNN at all. But you're really candid. I don't have a whole lot of confidence in Fox sometimes. Sometimes. I think they're more accurate. I think they're more balanced. I think they're more objective than CNN. But, yeah, anyway. I just saw it up on the screen, and I thought, oh, are you serious? But we don't know. It seems that two of the squad, two of the new freshman Muslim congressional individuals, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, have been denied entrance into Israel. The two of them were planning on making a trip to Israel tomorrow. I have mixed feelings on this. They were not going to bring back an objective report. Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar are both anti-Semitic Muslims. They hate the Jews. They hate Israel. And yes, I have enough evidence to make those statements. They are a part of what is called the pro-BDS movement. Boycott, divest, and isolate Israel. They hate Israel. They're anti-Semites. They're anti-Israel. I can absolutely guarantee you that had they been allowed, they would have gone to the West Bank, they would have gone to Gaza, they would have come back and said, oh, those terrible Jews are awful, and my people, the Palestinians, are being abused, they're being misused, this is terrible, this is horrible, this is a human rights violation, Israel should be condemned, the Palestinians just want to live in peace, and they just want to get along, and the oppressive is Jewish, they're the occupiers. Oh, my goodness, it would have been terrible, it would have been horrible, it would have been awful. Israel's bad, the Palestinians are good, Hamas is not as bad as everybody's. That's exactly what would have happened. Israel said, no, we're not going to allow you to come on a propaganda trip. Now, what the media is not reporting, and I'm looking at the Jerusalem Post, I've looked at CNN, I've looked at Fox, everybody is reporting this, that Israel is not going to allow these two congresswomen from America to enter the country. But what is not being reported, I've only seen this in one source. Israel passed a law, I think back in 2015, that prohibits entrance into Israel for anyone who is part of the pro-BDS movement, the boycott movement, the divestiture movement. Israel passed a law several years ago. If you hate Israel, if you want to hurt Israel, if you want to harm Israel, we're sorry, you're not welcome. Occasionally, an exception will be made, and there were many people that believed that an exception should have been made in this case and allowed these two female congresswomen to be able to travel into Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Attorney General of Israel, met together along with the Interior Minister and said, no. Nothing good can come out of their meeting. We know that they hate us. We know that they want to tear us down, and no. We're not going to allow them in. Of course, the Democrats in unison are condemning Israel. What's new about that? Democrats condemn Israel all the time. Most Republicans are supporting the decision of the Israeli government, but a few Republicans are criticizing the Israeli government for not allowing these two women to go. My personal feeling, I think Israel should have let them come. That's just my personal feeling, and hey, I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. My personal feeling is let them go and let the world see how unbalanced their reporting would have been had they been allowed to go. I think they should have been allowed to go into Israel, let them do whatever they wanted to do, call their press conferences and so forth. What the Israeli government is afraid of is that they would incite riots, and it's very possible. I think the Israeli government made this decision because of security concerns, and they were afraid that these two women would incite violence and riots and people would be hurt and possibly killed because of the influence of these two women. And I think that's a good point. But I still, just my personal opinion, I think it makes Israel look bad. I think it makes Israel look like they have something to hide. I think it makes Israel look like they have something to fear. I think, and for many people, perception is reality. So I believe that these two women would have come back from Israel on a propaganda mission to make Israel look bad, but they're going to use it for propaganda. And what they're going to say is, everybody talks about Israel as a democracy. Well, if they're a democracy, why didn't they let us come? Everybody talks about how free Israel is. Well, if they're really free, why didn't they let us come? I think Israel is going to get more bad publicity by not allowing them to come than by allowing them to come. But hey, what do I know? I'm a Baptist preacher that has a talk show in Columbus, Ohio. I'd be interested in your thoughts, though. But it looks like that's a final decision. Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar will not be allowed to travel to Israel because of a decision made by the Israeli government. 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
The Babylon Bee has done it again. If you appreciate good satire, check out the Babylon Bee. These guys are geniuses. I have no idea who's behind it, but I have really enjoyed the parodies and the satires of the Babylon Bee. Well, they just posted another one. Women who do not believe Israel has the right to exist, shocked that they are not allowed to visit. Yeah, these two congresswomen do not believe that Israel even has the right to exist. And they're shocked that they're not allowed to visit. Well, anyway. This story, I'll read you the headline, but first I'm going to tell you what I have written in huge letters across the top of this news article. Why? Why? That's my comment. Here's the headline. Gay penguin couple adopts egg at Berlin Zoo. Here it is. And by the way, the news media is going crazy with this. A gay penguin couple at a German zoo may be on the verge of becoming parents. Really? Okay. Now again. Gay penguin couple adopts egg. Now, why? How? Because an egg from a female penguin was given to them. I can assure you that the male penguins did not lay an egg. So, in order for the officials at the Berlin Zoo to make it look like it is absolutely normal for homosexuals to have children, we got to go to the penguin world and try to portray this as absolutely normal. And that, folks, listen, that's what this stunt is. And it's nothing, it's a stunt. Number one, how do we know that they are gay penguins? We don't. They are two male penguins who have developed a close relationship. Is there any sexual activity between them? No. No, but they haven't taken up with a female. Well, that's, I just got back from Moldova. and I went with a male friend. And he and I have traveled around the world for some weird, strange reason. He likes to travel with me, and he's, you know, he's my bodyguard. We've been friends for many, many years. I had the privilege of performing the wedding ceremony for he and his wife. We're good friends. I have a couple of very dear male friends. We are close friends. They have no clue whether these penguins are gay or homosexual. They just know that they haven't taken up with a female, and they enjoy being together. But the politically correct people at the Berlin Zoo said, well, there's two males. Let's prove to the world that they're gay, and it's absolutely normal for homosexuals to have children. So they rob an egg. Now get this. They rob a female penguin of having the privilege of being a parent, a mother, of an egg that the female laid normally and naturally. They took that egg and gave it to these two male penguins so they could prove to the world, well, this is absolutely normal. Quote, if all goes well, it will be the pair's first chick. A zoo spokesman said the couple arrived from a zoo in Hamburg in April, and their bond was immediately apparent. Okay, they like each other. And then it goes on, a subheadline, other notable gay penguins. Really? Yeah. Talked about Sydney's Sea Life Aquarium in Australia. They were quite disappointed because their homosexual couple, Silo and Roy, well, and I'm quoting, their love, okay, I have no idea whether they're homosexual or not, their love soured in 2005 when Silo left Roy for a female. Well, wait a minute, I didn't think you could do that if you're born that. Yeah. Roy ended his tenure at the zoo alone, being transferred to another facility. So the model homosexual couple at this zoo, well, the male, well, one of the males, well, he went off with a female. The extent that the liberal left will go to make the abnormal look normal is astounding. Gay penguin couple adopts egg at Berlin Zoo. Why? To normalize the abnormal. All right. Hey, folks, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.